Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Into the 3 o'clock hour we go. We still have some cleanup in the Big Five.
Yes, we do.
Well, I have to clean up what you guys were talking about with Penn State. First of all, nobody's happier than I am to see James Franklin lay yet another egg. Penn State fan, I was thinking of A.J. Cassavale during the game. I'm sure he was there. Our guy from the Padres coverage, he went to Penn State, and I'm sure he went up, took his family probably up to see his alma mater, and was embarrassed. Sorry about that, AJ. But James Franklin is already hated by Penn State people because he never wins a big game. He snuck into the semifinal last year of the playoff because Penn State drew the two worst teams in the tournament, SMU and then Boise State. When a push came to shove, they lost to Notre Dame. But they still have a chance to make it again this year, guys, because they still play at Ohio State.
They ain't going to win no big games,
I don't think
though.
They're going to win that. I get you. But the point is, mathematically, if they win at Ohio State and beat Indiana at home and win out, they'd make the Big Ten championship game. And if they win that, they have to go into the tournament. It's a different setup than it used to be.
That is true.
Back in the day, the UCLA loss would have certainly eliminated them, but I don't think that's the case anymore.
Scraby, what are you looking for?
DirecTV TBS.
It's 226.
Well, we'll just wait while you find it. Don't worry about it.
245. Boom, that's what it is.
245.
Eh, we got plenty of time.
Or 47.
It's actually on True TV, apparently.
I want the people out there who are listening to the show to appreciate the kind of entertainment that we are giving you right now.
Yes.
As Scraby flips through the DirecTV channels.
No one needed
studio.
To mention that.
I didn't want it to be quick.
Okay. So you've already given your thing. Here's the final one, and it's about Kevin O'Connell. And there's someone in the chat saying, Scraby's BFF, best forgotten friend. That's too bad, dude. People forget where they come from real quick. I'm joking about that whole thing.
They were never friends, just so you guys know.
That's not true. If Kevin O'Connell ever saw me on the street, he would say hi to me.
Did you ever go to lunch with Kevin O'Connell?
I'm pretty sure Kevin would walk right
by. You did not, and I did.
Are you kidding me?
I'm pretty sure Kevin would walk right by.
There is no way.
I saw him
back in the day at a 24-hour fitness, and he said hello to me.
No way he'd know you.
Did you say hello first?
I don't remember, to be honest.
Yeah, you said hello.
This was pre-NFL. This was all that stuff. Anyway.
Are you ripping your own guy here in the Big Five?
I'm asking you guys a question.
All right.
The Vikings won in London yesterday, but they started the game without receiver Jordan Addison. After missing the first three games stemming from a DUI arrest a few years ago, Addison forced Kevin O'Connell into action once again. Head coach Kevin O'Connell explained the reason for the first quarter Jordan Addison benching was this. Quote, he missed the walkthrough this week. Those types of things aren't in alignment with our standards, and I wanted to make sure he was held accountable for that, but at the same time, he knows that. I thought he handled it professionally. He spoke with the team to let them know whenever I gave him the opportunity to go in the game, they can count on him, and then he makes the game-winning catch, end quote. So my question, Chris, is a first quarter benching for missing a walkthrough after missing three games due to a DUI enough?
Apparently, I don't have a problem with it. He knows his team better than I do. He knows Addison better than I do. And maybe he feels like that is going to send the message and also keep him engaged. I mean, maybe if he boots him the whole game, he loses Addison not only this week, for another few weeks after that. And Kevin O'Connell's concerned about you know, his team.
Yes, Scraby, you got to think about other things sometimes.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, because he...
I played against Addison in fantasy. When I saw he didn't play in the first quarter, I was pleased. When he came back in and caught the winning touchdown,
so
I wasn't as pleased.
Not pleased at all.
But, no, I think you got to trust, you know, the guy who's the coach of the year. He's going to make a decision that's best for Addison and his team. And your friend.
Oh.
Me
Tony
personally,
said he would walk by,
from the outside looking in, I would. From the outside looking in, I'd be like, I don't need Addison. I'd kick him off to, you know, get somebody else.
But, that's what I'm saying.
You know, that's outside looking.
That's
in.
Why you'd be fired soon.
Okay, how do you ever, after missing three games for a DUI, how do you miss a walkthrough? Like, I would make sure I was there 25 minutes early.
Can I ask you something? What's better, missing the walkthrough entirely, or showing up to practice and it's just getting up and leaving early?
Well, like that's Tyree Kill used that's to the do. Dolphins.
No, I'm just saying, what's worse, showing up and leaving or just not showing at all?
Not showing at all. Without notifying anyone, hey, I have a stomachache. Hey, my car broke down.
You might have overslept.
Hey, I overslept. I'm on my way.
It was too late. Practice is already in it.
Tony's always going to give the athlete the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. It's hard to give the guy the benefit of the doubt in this one. You can't miss the whole practice like that. That's weak.
The question was the punishment good enough?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. I personally don't understand, like, first quarter benching. It means nothing.
If you really enjoy playing a sport, you would.
I guess so. I guess you're right. I guess you're right about that. If I got benched for an hour on this show and just had to like watch you guys,
you're not a starter. Like we bring you in a little bit, like 2 hours into the show, which you might actually like. Only have to do the show for 2 hours, but
yeah. Can we make this happen? Can we make this happen? That's it. I don't know.
I don't dislike the fact that you want, you know. You see
fairness.
Blood.
He wants fairness across the board.
We're using Xander Bogaerts' thing with the umpire. You see red every time somebody does something wrong, and you automatically go to the biggest punishment. And I don't dislike that. I think you have to think the biggest, but I think sometimes you have to also take other things into account.
Yes,
but what about, like,
do you want? Are you
if Jordan Addison was a punt, or if he was just the answer would be that he wouldn't be on the team for that game.
Guess what he's not doing.
Who did they talk about?
Providing somebody, the skill that they need.
I can't remember who it was who talked about.
Sorry.
They were talking about one of the really good coaches who was an ex-athlete or something, talking about playing for a certain coach, and I wish I could remember what coach. And he said, you know what? This was the first and only coach I ever played for who, before the season started, said, it was Jimmy Johnson. And it was Troy Aikman talking about it. And Troy Aikman said, Jimmy Johnson said, you know what? I'm not going to treat all of you guys equally.
That's just way
and
it
if
is.
You want, and he said he's the only coach that ever actually said it, even though all coaches do it.
Right.
And Jimmy Johnson, part of what he went on to say, if you want to be in the group of people that gets treated a little differently or whatever, prove it. Do
play
your thing.
To that level.
Show Listen. Up and be that level. I don't hate that from Jimmy Johnson. He at least said what a lot of coaches
nothing.
Do.
I think it's one of the first things you have to learn. I think this is actually transferable across all
walks of life, even sports. Yeah,
not
everything.
Even sports.
Yeah.
If you are an extremely productive individual for whatever company,
the sales guy who sells every car is going to be able to miss a meeting
once
in a
while.
He's
going to be absolutely. Yeah. There's no different
this
in
is
sports.
How it goes.
And the quicker you understand that.
Oh, I understand it. It doesn't mean I love it at all.
You clearly don't.
I hate it, actually, a lot because, you know, you should hold everyone by the same standards.
You know, I hated it like you did, but when I heard the Troy Aikman, Jimmy Johnson thing, I understood and I got it better. I really kind of liked the way Jimmy Johnson did it.
If they told me straight up, you will be treated differently, that's better than them not saying that.
Jimmy Johnson was the only one who ever actually verbalized
it. Yeah, why would it be different for you? Like, if they told you or if you already knew and they didn't tell
because
you?
Because if there's an appearance of, hey, everybody's the same here.
But you know that it's not. Even if they
But if
tell
they're
you
telling
that.
Me that, then I can be like, hey, everybody's the same here. But if I go into it like, not everybody's the same here. Then I have to get over it.
I think that's a little naive of you to go into these situations thinking that everybody's going to be the same.
Me, Troy Aikman, same page. Same page.
All right, we got to do the gambit. The Dodger game's just underway. Before we get to it, Dodgers minus 1.5. Real quick, we'll finish it up after
Phils.
The break. You going Phillies? I got to go Phillies because they have to have it. Scrape, you're getting a 1.5, or do you believe in Snell for a 2-0 lead?
I might believe in Snell, but I'll go Snell, Phillies.
I'm Philly also. 7.5 runs in this game. Tony, over, under. 7.5 total.
Under.
Scrape.
I'm going to go under as well.
Under. I'll go over. Teoscar will probably kick it. Teoscar will kick away 3 runs, but he'll get you 3.
You see that?
Shohei is messing with his thumb. Something happened.
Nah, it ain't a thumb. That's a side. Uh-oh. That's a oblique area.
Ooh. Kind of an awkward swing. Now he stepped back in the box and just hit one 400 feet. No, he struck out again.
He puts his hand up for everything. He didn't agree with the call. I think he thought it was down. So he was like, instead of putting the finger up, he put the whole hand up.
He had 4 strikeouts in the first game. Real quick, Snell, 5 1/3 innings. Over, under. Scraby.
Over.
Over?
Under.
Tony goes under. I'm going to say under, too. I think he's going to have a tough day. Okay, we'll do the rest of the gambit after your break, Tony.
All right, let's go to break. Are we doing
let's go.
Are we doing Daily Gambit? No.
On the other side.
On the other side.
Yeah, the rest of it.
Daily Gambit on the other side when we return. Morgan and Chris.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, right, Chris, Tony, Scraby, Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan, 3:16 The Time. Dodgers do have a little threat going, top of the first inning after Ohtani struck out, Betts singled, Teoscar Hernandez walked. You're up to date, game 2 in Philly, Freddie Freeman getting the first chance with a runner in scoring position. All right, Daily Gambit, and a couple of quick updates. Scraby and I get to the 4-1 mark to lead our fantasy league at the moment.
That's right, baby.
Tony right behind at 3-2. So all of our teams are doing pretty well.
Although
Tony, Tony's on a losing streak at the moment. Survivor pool.
Oh, yeah. What's going on with that?
Took out a lot of Buffalo picks last night. Took out a lot of Arizona picks. 24 people left out of the original maybe 100 or so.
Are we left? Anybody from us?
I am left.
Okay, who did you pick last week?
I had the Colts this week, so I won easy.
Interesting. Interesting.
Anyway, that's the Survivor Pool. Good luck to everybody still alive there. And one last thing on Tony and I's NFL Pick'em. Second week in a row, Tony hits the upset pick. Tennessee Titans get you 8 points.
That a boy!
And I had a 10-point lead 2 weeks ago. It's gone. We are tied at 34 after week 5.
You should text DeMarcado and thank him, Tony.
We got to talk about that in the good, the bad, and the ugly. Believe me, that is in the ugly.
It's back-to-back weeks now.
Well, it's like every week now. It's like, you know, did you hear what DeMarcado said? He goes, it happens. Really?
He did?
Pretty much.
Who said this?
The guy who dropped the ball and ended up, his team lost the game. He said it happens?
Bleep happens.
I just can't understand, like, how you drop the ball before you get over the line.
Every week.
Yeah.
I can't.
It's a player a week.
I don't know.
Especially in this case, there was a dude right on his back. Like,
he didn't even know.
Why not just hold on to it?
I don't know.
Go all the way to the back end zone line.
I don't understand the problem.
Do you get cut for saying that?
Not yet.
Man.
Let's go to Gambit intro.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Should we review what happened last week?
No.
You all right, let good, me read this. This hour at 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by U.S. Wellness Meats. U.S. Wellness Meats offers 100% grass-fed beef, pork, poultry, wild-caught seafood, and more. Ship free from family farms. Get 20% off your first order at uswellnessmeats.com.
Mercado also actually said, "I made a mistake." That's what he said.
Well, that's completely different than what you just said.
I know, but we know we made a mistake. Please.
Okay, hold on. If I said that, you would be crushing me for an hour.
For what? Saying I made a mistake?
No, for saying that the guy said he didn't care, and then he actually said he made a mistake.
My first, never mind. Okay, you're right. Adonai Mitchell of the Colts, okay, Jonathan right. Taylor of the Colts.
Let's move on.
It's all over the place. It's like an epidemic.
While we're at it, why don't I just bring up Jorge Polanco? Because Chris said he was a terrible baseball player earlier in the year, and he hit two home runs.
I said I wouldn't trade him for Luis Arraez. Yesterday, I would have.
He hit two homers.
Yes, he did. That was good. Milwaukee minus a run and a half.
That didn't work out for me.
Cubs.
Milwaukee minus a run and a half.
I'm going to take... I think Milwaukee's going to beat them again. I'll take Milwaukee. Tony.
Milwaukee.
All right.
Yeah, great. I didn't get a good feeling out of the Cubs the other day. I'm going to go Milwaukee, too.
Wow.
That game was the reason why I was so hurt after Padres lost.
All right, this guy hasn't come
because
to bat
you knew what
yet.
They could have done?
Because I didn't think the Cubs were very good, personally.
You might be right. Otto Kemp, he of Point Loma Nazarene University fame.
Yep.
Starting in left field for the Phillies tonight in
game two. Yeah.
Over under a half a hit. So he's got to get a hit. Under. Will he get one or not?
Under.
Tony says no, he will not get a hit.
Is he a lefty?
Scraby? He's a right-handed batter. That's why he's in there against Snell.
Snell doesn't give up many hits. I'm going to go...
Under?
Under.
Oh, wow. I'll show some faith. Otto, over.
Because he very well might come out of this game when Snell comes out of this game.
Oh, I'm sure he will. Yeah. But he's going to get at least two swings, I'm thinking.
two swings.
Come on, Otto. You can do it, buddy. Kansas City at Jacksonville tonight. 45.5 points over under Scraby. 45.5.
I don't know. Can Liam Cohen get over last week and coach his game?
Scraby's still bitter.
Hey, you know the Jaguars. Aren't they 3-1?
They are, but it's a smoke and mirrors 3-1.
Oh, smoke and mirrors,
yeah, because
huh?
They beat the 49ers. That one didn't count.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No,
yeah.
49ers played bad. I'm not going to say
what's
anything.
What's the 49ers record?
4-1.
Oh, okay, so they beat a pretty good team then.
They played terrible. That's what I said.
They beat a good team.
They turned over the ball 5 times.
They beat a 4-1 49er team.
Under.
Okay. Scraby.
It was actually 3-0 at the time.
Oh, I'm sorry. They beat an undefeated 49er team at the time. There's their only loss.
Thank you.
I'll say over. Mahomes seems to have
what's the number?
Up. 45.5. That's like 28-21. Dodgers did not score in the first. Trey Turner struck out in the bottom of the first.
Under.
Under, you say. Mahomes minus 35 yards passing or Trevor Lawrence?
Over.
I'm going to say Lawrence. No, you got to pick one or the other, Tony. You take Mahomes. But Lawrence gets 35 yards
over.
Added to his total.
Give me...
I'll take Kansas City.
Give me Mahomes boy.
Mahomes boy? Scrib?
I mean, Trevor Lawrence has only passed for over 250 yards once this season. Two times under 200.
It's only been four games, Greg.
What do you want?
I'm going to go with Mahomes.
Mahomes boy.
Who did you go, Tony?
Mahomes boy.
I took Lawrence, plus the 35 yards. Final one. Thought this would be interesting. Travis Hunter. Over under 3.5 receptions.
Under.
Wow. That was quick.
It's
not even your turn.
He's on my fantasy team.
Under.
Under 3.5. Has he got over 3.5 yet, Scrape?
No.
I don't think he has. All right, tonight's his breakthrough. Stay over. Why not? Okay. That's our daily gambit. We'll check in the results tomorrow. We have 8 selections. We didn't touch on the WNBA Finals. It's good to see a couple of games actually get played without too much controversy.
Just some old-fashioned basketball.
Playing some basketball. Aces lead 2-0 over Mercury.
Yep.
Best of 7, though, this time. First time they've ever gone best of 7. Yeah. The other thing we should mention, SDFC won Saturday, beat Houston, but Vancouver won yesterday, so they are still tied atop the West. SDFC has one fixture left, and Vancouver has 2 fixtures.
They got another one at home? Is it the last one at home that's on the road?
They already had their last home match, unless they get a playoff game at home, which they should. The other news on SDFC, I guess Philadelphia already clinched the
Supporters Shield.
Whatever that's. Yes. The Supporters Shield. So they will have the best record in the regular season. And I think they're kind of up to date. Local news and note. Wave lost. Wave has been struggling, won only once in the last 10 matches.
They're trying to hang on to those last couple spots.
Trying to hang on to a playoff spot. They've been struggling.
They also have like a lawsuit going on with Joe Ellis right now.
I saw that too.
That's a lot of fun, isn't it? Having a little
lawsuit. Why is it that these teams cannot get out of their own way? I don't even know what happened with the Wave.
I don't know enough about what's going on with the whole Jill Ellis thing, so I won't speak on it. But
yeah, it's pretty hard to speak on.
Either.
I mean, we read a lot of stories where a lot of things were said about Jill Ellis, and I don't know how many of them are true, if any. And now we're hearing a lot more things being said about Jill Ellis. And so,
but I think it's just each side giving their
side.
Yeah, their side, which is always going to disparage the other side.
Oh, is that how that works? Hadn't noticed in the recent events of the day here in America. You mean one side disparages the other? Does that really happen?
Brandon had a betting line for us that was pretty good. Over under for Travis Hunter, 5.5 receptions plus tackles.
Ooh, oh, so 3.5 Oh, so you get a tackle. Well, too late. It's a good one, though.
That is a good one.
It was a good one. It's too hard to keep track of. I can't find tackles. All right, Dodgers, Snell got out of the first.
You can't find tackles. They're in the same box score as the receiving yards.
I know, but I don't keep during the game.
He doesn't want to track tackles.
I mean, I can look it up for you if you're real.
I don't want to track tackles during the game. I have one quick thing since we have a second. Why doesn't anybody in football, pros, college, even probably high school, why doesn't everybody just call the same play that worked a couple minutes ago? I'm going to just say this. Colorado State ran a halfback or a flea flicker. They handed off. The guy ran into the line, stopped, turned around, pitched to the quarterback. The guy was 60 yards in the clear, touchdown. Why wouldn't you call that again like later in the game? I mean, it worked so well.
I think what happened.
I don't get, but teams seem like they outsmart themselves sometimes.
I think I see teams use the same play. They just don't use it back to back.
Okay,
like they'll use it once, and then they'll flip the.
They'll do it to
the other side.
Yeah,
that's a good question. I don't know why they don't just run it back. Just keep running
the same.
I think you see it with running plays more often.
Yeah,
but you don't see it with passing.
I mean,
plays
if you can't stop it, you know, I'm going to do it again.
Just keep running it.
I mean, that flea flicker worked so well.
Yes.
If I'm Colorado State, I'm like, I got to at least call it one more time to see if it might work again.
But
I got to try it.
Played high school football.
Okay, explain.
You might recognize the play from the jump. You might be like, this is the formation.
Why
that
would
they
you
did
recognize that?
That,
though? It's a handoff into the line, and then the guy turns around and pitches. I don't think you'd recognize that necessarily. I don't know. I know what a lot of people will tell me. Braden, probably with the X's and O's, would say, well, you got to have the right defense and the right this and that.
Run it
back. Hogwash. Run it back.
Chris would love Madden then, because that's what I do.
Work once, try it
again.
Keep
running it.
You just no huddle. every time, so the defense can't get their guys off and they're all tired, and you just keep running it down the
You answer me the last time you saw a team, an NFL team, run the same play, other than the tush push on back-to-back plays.
Oh, Nate has a great – sorry.
What is it? Yeah, tell me the point.
The linemen end up pass blocking instead of run blocking. That's why you know it's a flea flicker.
Well, they –
that's right, because they can't move down the field.
The only ones who know are the defensive linemen rushing, but the safety certainly didn't know.
And that's when the sideline yells, flea flicker!
And they yelled it way too late Friday night. But the Aztecs won, so that was the bottom line. All right, we got good, bad, and ugly from the NFL. As the Cardinal guy dropping the ball will be in the ugly. I think the 49ers are making their first appearance this year in the GBU. Stick around.
Wow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
3:35 on the clock. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. We got some traffic to check. Then the Big Five.
GBU.
I'm sorry, GBU.
We can do the Big Five again. It was pretty good the first time.
Yes. From the 855, get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury. Here's Kelly Danick.
Just a few things to mention here, guys. One of them is a stalled vehicle in the HOV lane, southbound 15, right before the 163. Another stall reported, Genesee on-ramp to southbound 5. It's kind of over to the right shoulder and collision in the center to find on south 125 just before Grossmont. I'm Kelly Danick with Gwynn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we're ready. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Week 5 of the NFL football talk, 97.3 The Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. Get started today. Yes, I'm going to purchase the Dolphin package for the rest of the season. Wouldn't that be fun? All right.
No, it would not, Chris.
No kidding. It would just be awful. All right, good, bad, and ugly. Away we go, Scrape, with the good. Started with this game because I thought it was a really entertaining game yesterday afternoon. Mayfield, Darnold, two quarterbacks that everybody pretty much gave up on. And now, you know, getting it done, they combined for 740 yards passing.
It was slinging it.
Yeah,
thing.
That's fun. Six touchdowns. It's also fun when you got your two receivers in the game, fantasy-wise. I know you're rooting against Egbuka, Scray, but he's off to a pretty good start. Got another TD yesterday.
I'm not rooting against him. I just don't like that you have him on your team.
Oh, I see. The Bucks pulled it out for their fourth victory of the year. Every one of them has been in the final minute.
Chase McLaughlin. Can the Bucks win it on the road in Seattle? Spot down. His kick is airborne. It is long enough. It is good! And the Bucks beat the Seattle Seahawks. Tampa Bay 38. Seattle 35.
Fire the cannons!
I think
Gene Deckerhoff.
I think
still getting it done.
Baker Mayfield is squarely at the top of MVP.
I think he's the guy at the moment
right now.
Right? Who would be ahead of him? I mean, they got a 4-1 record. That's tied for the best record in football. One of the other teams that also has that, the Niners.
Niner gang.
The Bang Bang Gang joined the 4-1 gang. You know, I try to keep them out of this normally because I don't want to hear from Scraby. But I got to put him in when they win a game with that many injuries. You got to give him a lot of credit. I mean, no quarterback. Well, not no, but I mean, not their starter. All the receivers were out. And how many other players scraped? You can tell me. But they had like seven, eight guys out of the game.
And they lost another guy to a broken hand.
So that's a great win on the road. And we've talked about this already. Linebacker Fred Warner. He's got to be one of the best players in the league. I don't know where they put him in there, but... he sniffed out that last play.
He knew it was coming.
He was right there.
It was crazy.
He stuffed that run and overtime.
He fits the mold of a 49er middle linebacker.
Warner. Even though I don't like, you know, Scraby, I like Fred Warner.
Do you know that they haven't had an interception on defense since, like, November of last
Who,
year?
The Niners?
The Niners, yeah. It's been,
they don't need it.
They don't need it, evidently.
Well,
they're
last
4-1.
Year they should have. They were just terrible.
The Niners win it over the Rams 26-23 on the walk-off fourth down run stop.
Yes.
Also in the good count there again, the Colts. Maybe they're for real. I don't know. They looked the part yesterday. They blew out. Tony, who did they blow out yesterday? The
Raiders.
I mean, they dominated in every phase. Maybe Daniel Jones is...
Daniel Dimes again. He's back to Daniel Dimes.
I told you he was a good quarterback.
He's getting it done.
When did you tell us that?
Many, many times. I've never heard you say that.
That is not true.
First of all,
that is not
when
true.
Was there evidence, aside from the very one year, that he was a good quarterback?
I said that I like his skill set, and I think that he could... Chris has been here for this.
This is the biggest pile of malarkey
the chat
of all
will
time.
Back me up.
I like his skill set.
I do not remember you
Listen
saying
to you,
anything
H,
like that.
What are you, the Lord of No Rings now?
I'm going to, you know, I am so confident that I did say this.
You're
I'm not even going to fight
time
it.
Looking for it?
No, I'm not even going to fight it because okay. It did happen.
Well, you first said the chat was going to help you out. I don't think the chat's going to help
right.
you out.
Well,
buddy.
as Scraby's
they said
been
you
say-
need caffeine.
All right, let me
yes,
I do need caffeine.
Let me rephrase. As Scraby's been saying for years, Daniel Jones is on his game. Colts 40.
Thank you.
The Raiders 6. Jonathan Taylor frolicked more than anyone.
Out of the gun goes Jones, sweeping left. Taylor cuts back to the 5 into the end zone. He dances in again. 3 of them today. 3 touchdowns for Jonathan Taylor.
Colts 40, Raiders 6. Colts are in the 4-1 club. By the way, there's 6 teams that are 4-1 right now. 2 of them play next week against each other.
Who's that?
Tampa Bay hosting.
Oh, the 49ers.
Yep, 49ers next week. Into the bad category we go, where the Buffalo Bills laid the Sunday night egg and fell from the ranks of the unbeaten. As a result, popping champagne in Miami, 72 Dolphins have survived another season as the NFL's only unbeaten. Stephon Diggs returned to haunt the Bills.
Yes, he did.
10 catches. Ramondre Stevenson cashed one of those catches in for 6.
Patriots will operate out of the eye. Westover is the fullback. Stevenson the tailback. Holland single receiver to the left. May under center gets the snap. Toss play. Stevenson running left. Cuts it up along the numbers and waltzes into the end zone. Touchdown Patriots.
I was just thinking, how do you guys feel about the word waltzes? I like it.
Okay.
What's the definition of waltz?
Let me
it's
look.
A
dance move.
It
it's
is.
Kind of a boring
did
dance move.
Did he actually waltz into the end zone, or did he just run into the end zone?
Pretty
I would
sure
have
he
to
ran.
Watch.
Yeah, I...
Don't know how I feel about waltz.
Wow. It's a folk dance.
I mean, it's better than can-canning into the end zone, which is another version of dancing. Polka?
Can't.
Ramondre Stevenson. And he polkas into the end zone. I don't know that that works either.
And he's a. never mind.
Dang
it. Patriots
joke
keep...
wasn't there, huh?
No, I forgot. I forgot the actual dance move.
Yeah, you have to work hard to be as funny as I am. Patriots 23, Bills 20. Also, the Chargers all of a sudden, after a 3-0 start. Find themselves in the bad category after rolling to a 10-0 lead over Washington.
Washington.
It was all Commanders after that. By the way, the President of the United States continues to say that he wants them to change that name back to Redskins. Hear, hear. Jaden Daniels returned for the still-called Commanders. And they also... Who's Bill Jaworski Merritt?
Okay, so his name is...
I got him on my team.
Okay, well, who is he? I know he scored a touchdown, but who is that?
It's like a running back.
Yeah, Why are you calling him that name?
Hold on, I don't know. I don't actually know his first name.
No, you don't.
But he said, call me Bill.
His name is like Jaquari or something.
You're going to hear it in the call. They call him Bill.
Okay, let's hear it.
First and goal at the 5. Bill's the back. Here's the snap. Hand off across the mirror. Cuts to the edge. They're not going to get him again. He's a two-timer. He did again. Bill Crosby-Merritt.
He's a two-timer.
Touchdown, Washington.
They call him Bill Crosby-Merritt. His name is Jaquari.
Jaquari Crosby-Merritt.
And they said, he said, you can call me that or you can call me Bill.
All right, they're going with Bill. I like when they said Bill's in the backfield.
Bill's in the backfield.
He didn't even give the last name, just first name, Bill.
Oh, everybody knows who Bill is in Washington.
I guess so.
One last spot for the bad category, and that belongs to the Giants, who you got to be in the bad category if you lose to the Saints. Desmond Ridder, Rashid Shaheed got an 87-yarder, and New Orleans scored 23 straight points. Jackson Dart had a couple of early touchdowns, but then 5 turnovers for the G-men. Saints get their first win. Into the ugly category. And there's only one goose egg left, guys, in the win or loss column. And it belongs to the 0-5 J-E-T-S.
Jets.
Yeah. Final score was only 37-22, but this was really a blowout. Jets couldn't do anything against even the terrible Dallas defense. Next week, Jets earn their reward for being the only 0-5 team. They could go play one of those London games next Sunday morning.
Hang with
against Denver. And some of us actually will try to get up and watch that because we're crazy football fans.
I watched the one yesterday. I'm up early enough to do this, so okay. I watch them anyway.
One of those, was it last Sunday? One of the Sundays, we were on the road on the East Coast, so it worked out for you.
It was 9:30 then.
Yeah, it was easier to get up for that one.
Yeah, Dallas led 30-3 in this game before the Jets finally scored a bunch of meaningless points. This wasn't ugliest of the weekend, but it was ugly. Arizona.
Oh,
leading
awful.
21-6, Amari DeMarcado breaks free on a game-clinching 72-yard touchdown run for the Cardinals. But wait! He eases up before the goal line, starts to celebrate, all the while not knowing that Legarius Sneed is chasing and about to knock the ball away. No touchdown. The comeback for Tennessee is on. Cam Ward leads the winless Titans to this victory.
My guy.
Your guy?
Your guy, yeah. It's great. Tony had faith in Cam Ward.
Oh. Here we go. Cox snaps it back. Slide lets it fly. Ah! Bullseye! Hey, Nashville! That sounds like a winner! The Tennessee Titans, 22. The Arizona Cardinals, 21.
Well, when you don't expect many wins, you don't have any winning
goals.
You
got to celebrate the one you get.
Did he just give a shout out to the Nashville Sounds right there? Is that what he was trying to do?
No, I think just the whole city of Nashville. Here's the thing for the Cardinals. First of all, they're the first team in NFL history since the merger to lose 3 games in a row on a field goal with time running out.
Yeah.
So that's that. The second part of it is this kid dropping the ball. He's just the latest to do it. I mean, it's happening like, you know, way too often now. And it goes back to the whole, you know, the Cadillac-ing of having to look cool out there on the field. So you want to look cool? Fine. You don't look too cool, though, when that happens. You think these guys would have learned by
I don't
now.
Even understand it. Like,
right.
Drop it. You did all that work, 70 yards to get a touchback to the other team?
Yeah, I think that was his
just
goal.
Just hold on to the ball. First of all, what is cool about dropping the ball like right on the line anyway?
But evidently it's cooler to ease up as you're going in like Jonathan Taylor did the same thing last year rather than just running hard to the goal line.
The morning show was trying to kind of put it in other sports terms, and they said it would be like hitting a home run but missing home plate. When you cross home plate, because then you don't score the run.
Yeah, well, that's why they're the morning show. They say stuff like that. It's crazy.
What?
Missing home plate?
They're trying to come up. I think that's
you
a
like
pretty
that
good
comparison?
Explanation because
is there
he misses
better,
out
is there
the touchdown.
A better one?
I don't really. I can't think of it.
hitting a home run and then just hitting third base and walking off the field.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I think that's probably equivalent.
Yeah, like if you go all the way around the bases, but then you just don't hit home plate.
You get right before the step of home plate, you just go right.
Yeah.
To the visiting
dugout. Be weird. Yeah. It would be I thought I touched it.
Is it possible that there just is no comparison to the stupidity of what happened yesterday?
There might not be.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. If you did that at home, I mean, the play is pretty much like it's live, but it's dead, right? The ball's over the fence. You're not running from over the
I guess you're right. I guess you're right there. But it's really hard to put it into perspective of other sports.
There may not be anything, but I guess that's probably the closest.
It's unique. It's a uniquely stupid thing to football.
Yes.
What if the Cardinals cut this guy?
They
would
won't
that make
because
a statement
they don't
to the
then
rest
they won't
of the
have
people?
Any running backs
yeah,
at all. This
they
is
have,
like the, this is like their third stringer at the, yeah. at this point anyway.
James Conner's out. Trey Benson's out. So they have Michael Carter and DeMarcado.
We have one more ugly because there was something uglier than that, and that's Ravens. I mean, who could expect this, right? I know they have injuries also. I think they have 7 Pro Bowlers out of their lineup,
yeah, it's bad.
Including Lamar. But still, they've given up 35 points a game.
That's the tough part.
Right? That's the worst in all of football. It's the Ravens, for heaven's sakes. And the Houston Texans went in there and stepped on their throat yesterday.
X goes to the right side. 2 receivers left. C.J. Stroud shotgun with Woody Marks in the backfield. First and goal at the 10. C.J. takes the snap. Firing right side of the end zone. Caught! X! Touchdown, Houston! Second touchdown of the day.
You want to talk about a guy who literally had no energy for a touchdown call? That was it right there.
Low energy, you said?
Yeah. Very low energy.
Yeah, the Ravens... I mean, I don't know. I mean, 1-4, I think they said 8 teams since the merger, and there's been like 790 teams have started 1-4. So the odds of making the playoffs are not good. John Harbaugh said he's keeping his defensive coordinator.
I saw that.
Said we just got to do better. We got to work, you know, the old thing. Cooper Rush didn't look like he was exactly ready. 3 interceptions. Derrick Henry, 15 carries, 33 yards. What is that? It's Derrick Henry. I mean, they're bad in every aspect.
When you don't have to load up the box to worry about LJ.
That helps.
And you just have to worry about stopping the king.
Right.
I'm sure the job becomes a little bit easier.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, when he comes back just alone, they're going to be better. But even with him, they were giving
up
37, 40, 80 points. I mean, it's, you know, anyway.
37, 40, 80
points.
80, 90, it doesn't matter.
We don't have time, but Scraby wanted me to get a bonus ugly in there because the Bengals look pretty bad,
too.
Oh,
yeah, they were pretty terrible. Jet
Browning, touchdown or interception after interception in that game yesterday.
And somehow Ja'Marr Chase ends up with 30 fantasy points. Which is amazing.
Well, that's what happens when the Lions go to sleep in the fourth quarter and he runs in there for a couple of long ones. My guy Otto Kemp is up. No score in the bottom of the third inning. Phillies, Dodgers. I don't think the Phillies have a hit yet. They have a hit batter and a walk.
Very Blake Snell-like.
Right, that's Blake, right?
No hits, but a hit, everything
Dodgers
else.
Only have the one hit by Mookie Betts against Jesus Luzardo so far. We're all keeping an eye on Otto Kemp, the Point Loma kid, goes down on strikes, swinging at that nasty Blake Snell stuff.
Yeah, that was a nasty pitch.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was only down, but it was moving like, I don't know. What
a little slider. A little slider at 90.
But it was just moving all weird. Blake Snell, I don't know how he does it.
It's moving all weird.
Blake is in a gift.
Yes.
He's really good at baseball. At throwing a baseball in particular.
A couple of quick NFL notes. Chargers, bad news. Mario Hampton.
No!
IR with an ankle. Good news for the Chargers. They do play the Dolphins next week. So hopefully for them, they'll get back on track. And I think that's it. Churio is going to start tonight. Game 2 for the Brew Crew. He had the hamstring injury in game 1. That is a late breaking story.
Do you guys think the Yankees are done?
Yep.
Nope.
Toast.
No. I've seen 2-0 way too many times. Nobody's going into Yankee Stadium and eliminating them. I say it goes back to game 5.
You have a lot of faith in the Yankees.
Why not?
Yeah, they can go down 3-1 or right?
No, no. It's a five-game series.
Yeah, they got to win them all. They got to win three.
They can't
in a row.
Go down 3-1 because
I've said that they
well, they can go down 3-1. Oh, you mean he can lose 3-1?
They can lose 3-1.
Oh, I see.
That's what but it wouldn't make it back to Toronto either way, right? If they
no, it makes it back to Toronto if it's 2-2.
2-2, right?
Then game 5 3-1. Goes back to Toronto. Aaron Boone did say that he's considering some lineup tweaks. For game three.
If Toronto throws the ball like they did the first 2 days, it doesn't matter what they do with that lineup. So although they got some runs there late when they went to the bullpen, but
yeah, they're yeah.
That
it was
Toronto
12-0.
Yeah,
and they
was,
got yeah, they came back a little bit. Snell just struck out Turner on another nasty one.
I don't know how those guys throw that where it's just like in between their fingers. I don't understand how you can throw a changeup like that or a splitter like that. What was that, Tony? A changeup?
A changeup.
So crazy to me. I wish I could pitch. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, I used to think the same thing, Scraby, when I was actually up on the mound.
You're like, I wish I could pitch.
Very familiar thought I used to have. All right, stay tuned. We got NFL Monday night coming up. KC Jacks will be back. We got a full 4 hours tomorrow. Fantabulous game show among the things, and we'll recap all the playoff baseball stuff. And whatever else might be happening. So enjoy the rest of your Monday. Thanks for being with us, Gwynn and Chris. For Tony Gwynn Jr., Mr. Scraby, so long. Peace out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.